Steve Poltz is an amazing singer-songwriter with an international following. He's been recording and performing solo, just him and a guitar, since 1998, but he started out as a founding member of the indie rock band The Rugburns back in San Diego in the 1980s. Steve's also written for his friend, the singer Jewel, including the hit 1996 song You Were Meant For Me, which reached number 2 on the U.S. charts. Steve will be in Portland next Tuesday, January 23rd, to do a show at Salon 13, located not far from KBOO at 1237 Southeast Stark Street. And we're fortunate to have him on the phone now to give us a preview. Steve Poltz, thanks very much for talking with us at KBOO today.
How's it going, buddy?
Steve, we're talking by phone. I know your last show was in Todos Santos, Mexico. You're heading for the next show in Ontario, Canada. And you're still in Mexico right now, but probably ready to hop a flight, huh?
I will be flying tomorrow, this Wednesday here in Todos Santos. And then I'm flying to Toronto.
Yeah, I looked at your tour dates on the website. On your current tour, you just played Florida, Mexico. You're now doing a few dates in Canada, which you just mentioned. Then here in Portland next week on Tuesday. Then on to Alaska, Nashville, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Kansas City, that's just in the next month or so. How do you do that?
I do it like I've just always done it. It's really weird. I just hop on a plane and I look at my schedule and I see where I'm going, and then I don't think about where I'm going until the day before. Like, I know I'm going to Toronto tomorrow, and I know that I'm connecting through Chicago. So right now I'm just drinking a coffee in the sunshine in Todos Santos, Mexico. It's so beautiful.
So. Oh, it sounds so nice.
I don't know. Somehow I just always am able to sleep in a strange bed and wake up and hit the ground running, go to the next show. Kind of keeps me alive.
Now, how do you book the show, Steve, and decide where to play?
Well, I got different booking agents for different countries, so they will throw some ideas and say, like, hey, there's a festival in Ireland. Do you want to do this? I could put some other shows around it. Then the U.S. person will say, I need you here. And then they'll put together a whole tour, and that's always cool. So it just keeps – it seems like there's always, like, a lot of gigs in the future, you know? But I think it all started because I just kept saying yes to things.
And do you ever take a break then? Is it touring pretty much 12 months out of the year?
Well, I should take breaks, but I have a hard time saying no, so – I keep saying yes, but a break is a good thing to do. I'm sort of on a busman's holiday down here in Todos Santos because it's kind of I took a few days after the gig to be able to just hang out. So this is good.
Now,
being down in Mexico at this time of the year.
As mentioned, you'll be in Portland next Tuesday playing Salon 13. And you've played there several times before. Can you tell our KBOO listeners a little about the venue and what to expect at the show?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's sold out yet. It's not big, but I love playing there because it's a hair salon, and my friend Julie owns it, and she's amazing. She cuts hair in the day, and then at night sometimes she'll put on concerts, and I just love how Portland is just, you know, kind of a do-it-yourself town, and she was going to do some shows there. And so I like playing there because it's really intimate, and everybody's always in a really good mood. I love that area of town, that area of Portland, and get to hang out with everybody. It's so fun.
Oh, and we're happy to have you here. I actually started listening to you when I lived in San Diego, so that was back in the Rugburn days. You've probably told the story over and over again, but why did you decide to leave the band, the Rugburns, and go solo?
Oh, why did I leave them?
Right.
Oh, well, it's really hard to keep a band together for a long, long time because I just always wanted to keep touring. So I think I just like to play a lot. And so when I would get off the road with them, I would book all these solo shows. And I've always had this wanderlust. And I think a lot of the guys were kind of getting ready to settle down a little bit. And one of them was a teacher and had a teaching credential. And I don't think they wanted to tour as hard. So it was sort of a natural turn of events that I ended up just being solo. And I love it. Like, no group decisions. And years ago, I saw Loudon Wainwright III playing at McCabe's Guitar Shop in Santa Monica. And I remember when I saw him, I said to myself, hey, that's my future. I want to do that. So
he's a good model. I've seen him here in Portland.
Yeah, so he was kind of an inspiration that, you know, a middle-aged dude can go out and just solo and tell stories and play guitar. And so I sort of manifested that to happen, and I'm getting to do that now.
And you've been doing that for many years now. And in fact, on your website, I've been looking through, you have a blog there which documents your travels. A lot of great stories. I didn't go back all the way, but I was wondering if there are any one or two stories of your travels that just stand out.
Well, recently I played in Australia, and I have this song called I Want All My Friends to Be Happy. And I was singing that in that song. We tell cancer to go F off. And so I did that, and there was a woman there that had breast cancer, and she had a prosthetic breast, and she pulled it out of her bra in the middle of my show and threw it up on stage. She wanted me to sign her breast in the middle of my set, and the breast hit me right on the head. And I looked at it, and it fell down. And then she said, can you sign my breast, mate? And I started laughing so hard, and I said, man, I remember one time when I was in the Run Burns, we opened for the Ramones, and somebody threw a lemon at me and cracked my guitar, but I've never been hit in the head by a prosthetic breast before. This is awesome. So I had a Sharpie in my pocket and signed her breast. And then the next day, somebody heard about that, another cancer survivor, and it was a guy, and he threw his bladder bag up on stage, but I didn't really want to sign that because it was kind of wet.
Oh, my. Hopefully this doesn't become a tradition at your shows, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Steve, I also saw on your website, don't mean to bring down the mood or anything, but you mentioned that your sister, Kathy Swiggs, started chemotherapy. I just mentioned that because you mentioned the song about cancer. I was wondering how she's doing, if you wanted to give a shout out to her.
Yeah, she's in pain right now. That chemo is poison, and she's hurting. They're treating it full on, bringing in all the troops. So it's hardcore chemo, and you know, it's horrible. She's in the middle of it right now, and it really changes you. So I'm just sending good vibes out to her, and hopefully, you know, it shrinks the tumors.
And we do the same. Best wishes to Kathy and your family.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hope she's on the way to a full recovery.
Everybody's been really kind.
I know one of your specialties is writing satirical songs, and you've written hundreds of songs. And I also looked up that you actually have a degree in political science from University of San Diego. I was wondering if there's any recent songs you wrote about the current administration. There's certainly no lack of subject matter there.
Did you hear the Hey God, I'll Trade You Donald Trump for Leonard Cohen song?
No, I haven't, but I'm going to look that up. I love the title.
Yeah, look that up. That's online. It's on iTunes and on Spotify, and it's on YouTube. There's a video. So the title is Hey God, I'll Trade You Donald Trump for Leonard Cohen. That'd be a good place to start.
Oh, that's great. And Steve, one more thing. I know your website. Is that the best place for our listeners to find out more about your music and your upcoming tour dates? And maybe just give the URL there.
Yeah. Poltz.com. P as in Paul, O-L, T like Tom, Z like Zebra, Poltz.com. And I got, you know, stuff up on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. And so I'm an active Instagrammer.
I noticed, and a lot of videos up there too, including of your performance.
Instagram's kind of my favorite thing right now for some reason. Easy to use.
And you mentioned that the show was almost sold out. So cable and listeners to get there, Salon 13 next Tuesday, go online, get your tickets, or you could probably give Salon 13 a call and get on the list.
Yeah, give them a call and do it immediately, and you will have the time of your life. We'll make you smile, and you will have fun, and you'll leave feeling good because you'll have been in the hair salon. Maybe you can even get your hair washed. At least clean.
What a deal. A great show on a haircut.
Cool.
Thanks so much for joining us at KBOO today, and best of luck on the way to Canada. But man, stay in Todos Santos as long as you can.
Thank you. I love your station, by the way. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thank you, Steve. We've been talking with singer-songwriter extraordinaire Steve Pultz, who will be performing in Portland next Tuesday, January 23rd at Salon 13. That's located at 1237 Southeast Stark Street. Doors open at 7 p.m. The show starts at 7:30. For more information about Steve's tour dates and his travels, you can check out his website, Pultz, Pultz.com/words. I'm Ken Jones for KBOO's News in Depth.
But David Bowie, come on, God, you know the Russian nukes are getting glowy. The heats are coming down when it should be nice and snowy. What do you say, God, Donald Trump or Ziggy Stardust? Hey, God, I trade you Donald Trump for Harper Lee. I'll even throw in a mockingbird, set my people free. Banks are getting Trump for Prince. When I see Cheeto Jesus, man, it makes me wanna wince. The planet hasn't been the same at all ever since. What do you say, God, orange face for purple rain? Hey, God, I trade you Donald Trump for Leonard Cohen. Come on, God, you can do anything. After all, you are all knowing. Opens up his mouth, the hellish winds start blowing. What do you say, God, Donald Trump, or Woody Guthrie?
Let me sleep.